Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetess Teresa coming to you from Kingdom Builders International, excited about what God is doing in the people of God's life. I'm excited about tonight's broadcast. I want to encourage everyone to get your Bibles out, search the scriptures, and just be able to study the Word of God as the man of God goes forth. He's going to be talking about tonight, God of the Wilderness Experience. A message from Elder Melvin Peoples, mending the people of God. You know, sometimes we need to be mended. And that's what God put people in our lives that's filled with His Holy Ghost and filled with His Spirit to be encouragement to us. And I give God praises and honor about what He's doing. I'm excited. For now is the time to get excited about what God is doing in your life. I want to say a prayer, and then I'm going to announce the workshop, and then we're going to go forth with the ministry of the Word. On October 27th through the 29th, Apostle Leonard Emmons from Living Way Christian Center will be doing a workshop in the Chicago area, and it will be at 10359 Kings Drive, that's Chicago, Illinois, at Greater Straightway Full Gospel. And the pastor there is Apostle Dwayne Brooks. Amen, amen. There, you can go to our website and you can register www.kingdomdaughters.org, or you can also go to www.kingdombuilders.org and register for the workshop. And then in November, November 17th through the 19th, which will be a Thursday through Saturday, we'll be in Detroit, Michigan. And you can also go to the website to register for that as well. The hours is from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, It will be at from 8 to 5 p.m. We're excited about this workshop, and God is going to move mightily in the workshop. So I encourage you to tell a friend, get prepared to come aboard, and stir up the gift that's inside of you. Amen. Stir up the gift that God has given you and just get stirred up. You know, just get excited. Just get excited and get on fire. Just catch on fire for God. And these workshops are geared to put fire underneath you so that you can just catch on fire for God. So you'll be able to win souls to the kingdom. Yes, yes, yes. Get excited. Well, I'm going to say a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for we can count on you for everything that we stand in need of. But I ask you right now, Lord God, that you will saturate the ear gates of all the listeners on the line. Father God, even the speaker, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to cover with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that never, ever loses power. I ask you right now, Lord God, that you would allow this word to go forth like never before. And allow the listeners to receive. Allow the listeners, Father God, to get rooted and grounded even deeper in you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you said what we ask, what we seek, and when we knock, Lord God, you said the door shall be open. So we thank you, Lord God, that we have asked, seek, and knock, and the door is open. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, we bless God. I'd like to bring forth the man of the hour, Elder Melvin Peoples. He's located in Indiana. His church is in Indiana as well. And it's MGP Ministries. You can go to his website and find out more, www.mendinggodspeople.com. Amen. Get excited and get blessed tonight. I yield to the man of God as he go forth. Amen.
When you have it, say amen. All right. Isaiah 41:17 says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Psalms 107 and verse 35 says, he turneth the wilderness into a standing water and ground and dry ground into water springs. Praise the Lord. And we're going to use as the topic for the word this afternoon, God of the wilderness experience. God of the wilderness experience. We are currently living in undoubtedly the most challenging time in human history. Environmentally, there is a global warming that is the domino effect for many other problems that we have. We have pestilence in the world, which is disease. Disease and pestilence in Africa, and especially AIDS, threatens to annihilate a whole continent. Praise the Lord. There are some places where people are dying because they simply don't have clean drinking water. We don't think it a big deal to go to the store and buy bottles of water. My family buys bottles of water all the time. And we waste tap water. But there are people in various parts of the world that are dying because they do not have clean water.
Amen.
Amen. Environmentally, we're seeing tsunamis. We're seeing floods. The situation with the Hurricane Katrina and the problems that took place in New Orleans. Amen, are signs of the time. From a social perspective, people are alienated, amen, and they are polarized, amen, concerning government. People do not trust the government anymore. Amen. If you were to do a survey, you would find that most Americans do not trust the government. Amen. We don't trust them because, amen, they have not proven that they have the concern of the people. Amen. We look around and we see that people are afraid and in fear because they don't know what to expect from day to day. Amen. We are alienated with the educational system. We put our children in school and we find out that violence is rampant. We just read in the news on the other day how a young man who was fascinated with the Columbine experience in Toronto, Canada, went on a shooting spree and shot 19 people, killing one. Amen. And ultimately killing himself with suicide. Amen. So we are concerned about our educational system because it has drastically changed. I remember, amen, years ago, they said back in 1955 that the biggest problem in the schools was kids chewing gum and talking out of turn. Amen. But today, there's violence because of the proliferation of gangs. Amen. Kids come to school, amen, agitated, amen, coming from abused backgrounds and come from homes that their parents are not there to give them structure. Amen. And we're living in those type of times. And we are also alienated with the institutions of religion. Amen. Today the church, amen, is not what it used to be in the minds of people. There are many people, amen, who are raised in churches. Amen. From a child up, and they are now alienated with church. They say, I don't go to church anymore because I'm not getting what I need. Amen. And rightfully so in many cases, because the church has become somewhat distracted. Amen. We are currently living in the Laodicean era of the church. The Laodicean era of the church, Jesus had a strong rebuke for us. Amen. He said, you say you're rich and have need of nothing. But he says, I say you're wretched, miserable, blind, naked, amen, and undone. Hallelujah, church, amen. Everywhere you turn, it seems that people are distracted and alienated in their ministries, chasing after the dollar. Amen. There's nothing wrong with money. The Bible says that money answereth all things. Hallelujah. But we don't make a ministry out of chasing a dollar because the power of God is not found in currency. Amen. But it's found in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's so very important today for us to understand, amen, why people are alienated. They are alienated because what God is doing, God is speaking into the atmosphere. He's making a clarion call to both saint and sinner to come out. Amen. He says, come out and see me. Hallelujah. Amen. As a minister of the gospel, I don't stand here, amen, and endorse churches. I don't endorse denominationalism. I'm not going to endorse Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, but I endorse Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we're living in a time today, amen, where people are endorsing their purpose and they are endorsing their agenda. Glory to God. It's important that we understand that as we live in these days and time, as I said, God is making a clarion call. Amen. Many of you, God has called out of various circumstances, and he's called you into a wilderness experience. Amen. Glory to God. A wilderness experience, if you please. Hallelujah. Could be many things. Glory to God. You see, a wilderness experience is important. You can find a wilderness experience in any trial or tribulation. Amen. The wilderness experience is important because what God does is, amen, he takes us into a wilderness type experience, amen, to prepare us for the exaltation, amen, or the ex,
or the, how do I say it, amen, or the elevation or the promotion to your next dimension or to your next level. Every one of us, glory to God, if we're going to go anywhere with God, we're going to have a wilderness experience. The wilderness experience, it precedes, glory to God, your exaltation. Amen. God calls us into the wilderness experience for various reasons. Glory to God. I have here, glory to God, four things, amen, or four reasons why God calls us into a wilderness experience. Amen. Number one, he calls us into a wilderness experience to humble us. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 2, the Lord told Israel, I led you in the way of the wilderness for 40 years, and I done that to humble you. Now, God does not want to humble us. Make no mistake about it. But what he will do, he will put us in a circumstance that will cause us to humble ourselves. Amen. The Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due season. You don't want God to humble you anyhow. It's far too painful. Hallelujah to God. Secondarily, God brought us out many times into a wilderness experience to prove us. Amen. To prove us. Why? Amen. That we might know. Hallelujah. You see, God doesn't need to have proving experience in us in order for him to know, because God is omniscient. God knows everything. But sometimes he has to prove us to us. Amen. Brother Peter was a bold one. He was a rash one. He was quick with his mouth to say he was going to follow the Lord. But Peter did not know the contents of his heart. The Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked and desperate above measure. Who can know it? God has to reveal our hearts to us. Hallelujah to God. So he takes us out into the wilderness to prove us. Amen. Just like James, Brother Peter said, he said the trying of your faith is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. Gold has to be tried in fire. Saints have to be tried in fire. Paul said that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So God wants to humble us. He wants to prove us. And in Deuteronomy 8 and 2, he said he wants to know us. Amen. But he wants you to know yourself. Number two, glory to God. God takes us through a wilderness experience to separate us from negative influence. Sometimes, saints, you can't move forward in God because somebody's whispered in your ear. Somebody's influential. It may even be your church. It may be someone that you esteem a spiritual superior. But God will move you into a wilderness experience so that you can hear his voice. You see, one thing about the wilderness, when you go into the wilderness, and you know this yourself, when you're going camping, and when you're going out into the preserves, that everything seems to be magnified in the wilderness. Some of us came here God's voice, because too many folk are talking to us. But God will put you into a trial. He will give you some tribulation that will open your ears, that will allow you to realize that he's the one that's speaking. He's the one that wants to be heard. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Now, God takes us into the wilderness to give us an ear to hear. Let he that hath an ear to hear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hallelujah to God. Number three, hallelujah. In the wilderness, God builds intimacy and trust. When God took Israel through the wilderness, he was establishing an intimate relationship. He wanted them to trust him. He took away all their crutches. When you're going through the wilderness, there are are no crutches. There's nobody there to lift you up. The people that you depended on, they're not there for you. Because God set it up that way. He wants to establish intimacy. He wants you to know that you can trust him. He wants you to know that he'll be there for you. Hallelujah to God. It's important that we understand that the wilderness experience is not something you should run from. So many of us, Lord Jesus, when we go through trials, we are trying to get out. But let me tell you something about God. Many of us came here this morning expecting a miracle. People go to church all the time, and they sing the song, I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for the impossible. I'm looking for something to happen. And they expect God, who is omnipresent, inhabits all the space in eternity. They expect God to confine himself to temples made with hands. The Lord says, I'm not a God that dwells in temples made with hands. Some of us think that Jesus is a house God. He's a God that only moves in the church service. Well, let me tell you something. The God we serve is a God of the wilderness. He wants to establish you out in the real world. He wants to manifest his power so the world can see him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, number four, he wants to show his glory. His glory, he wants to reveal. Amen. We got the Holy Ghost, those of us that are saved. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. But God wants to show his glory. And many times, his glory was done in the wilderness. And a wilderness, as I said, can be anything. Some of you going through a wilderness right now. Some of you, glory to God, are in a wilderness experience. You young sisters that have children, nobody to help you. That's a wilderness experience. God wants you to trust him. He wants you to look to him. The wish cometh to help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He wants you to trust him. He doesn't want you to prostitute yourself. He doesn't want you to let down. He wants you to hold your standards. Some of you young people, you're teenagers, you're young folks, and God wants you to understand. He understands your wilderness. You're going through this world as a young teen, and everywhere you turn, the world is trying to shape you and mold you and make you. But God said, don't let down. Hold on. He said, I'm a God of the wilderness. I'll be with you. I'll help you. I'll take you through. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. He wants you to understand. Glory to God, that everything can be a wilderness. Some of you have had sicknesses that you could not shake. And that's a wilderness experience. God wants you to understand that financial turmoil can be a wilderness experience. Everything you go through can turn into a wilderness because God wants to magnify himself. Someone once said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. When you magnify something, you make it bigger. God said, look at me. I'm bigger than your problem. I'm bigger than the giants that are in the land. And every one of us has a giant somewhere that's standing up against us, trying to get us to go back. But God said, I'll be with you in the wilderness. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. You see, in the wilderness is where you learn God. You can see wilderness. You learn scriptures from the Bible, but you learn God in the wilderness. That's where he ordained it. That's how he determined it. Israel learned God in the wilderness. They learned in the wilderness that their God was a healer. He proved himself to be Jehovah Rapha. The Lord God did heal you. Sometime when you're sick, God wants to prove to you that he's a healer. The woman that had the issue of blood, she was in a wilderness. She went from one doctor to the next. Nobody had an answer, but she made up in her mind, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. Hallelujah. God of the wilderness experience. Hallelujah. You got to walk with him through the wilderness. Sometimes the wilderness seems like a long time. But I heard David say, I once was young, but now I'm old. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. If God got you in the wilderness, don't try to get out. Be like the Hebrew boys when Nebuchadnezzar cast him into a burning fiery furnace. They didn't try to get out, but the Lord got in. When Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, he said, did not I put three down there, but I see four now, and one's like the Son of Man. He's a God of the wilderness. He's a God of your child. He's a God that'll stick with you closer than a brother. He's a God that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a God that said, when your mama forsake you and your father forsake you, I'll be there. He's a God of your wilderness experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Get on your feet, everybody. Get on your feet. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him. Hallelujah. God of your wilderness. Don't try to get out. Stay there. Because God is revealing himself. As I said earlier, the only way to go to the next level is through the wilderness. And God got you where he wants you at. He'll provide for you. He'll make a way out of no way. He's right there. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, because you're the God of our wilderness. He's the God of the wilderness. Don't run from your wilderness. Sister, I know God knows you got kids. He knows your struggle. He knows that that man ain't helping you. But God said, I'll be your father. I'm the father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. I'll provide for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't look so far down the road. Don't look so far down the road. Faith is now. Now, now, now. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. God will provide. Hallelujah. Abraham. Abraham found out when he went to sacrifice Isaac. They looked around. Isaac said, I see the altar. I see all of the other things necessary. But where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. There's a revelation there. When he said, God said, he will provide himself a sacrifice. Jesus Christ robed himself in humanity, came down through 42 generations. He became the Son of Man. He was God manifest in the flesh. He was that prophetic sacrifice that the prophet was talking about. Hallelujah. God is the God of your wilderness. Don't leave the wilderness. Stay in the wilderness. Turn to somebody and tell them, don't leave the wilderness. Because that's where God is, in the wilderness. Hallelujah. I've been living in the wilderness, I know, for 15 years, at least, maybe a little more. Because 15, 16 years ago, I took a stand against some stuff in the church I came from. I took a stand. They ran me up out of there, too. I was officially in the wilderness. And see, the thing about the wilderness saints, the people that are comfortable in the palace, hallelujah, they don't understand how you survive in the wilderness. They say, girl, you know you look good. You ain't got to be sitting over there by yourself with them babies, and you can get you some help. All you got to do is shake what your mama gave you. They don't understand that God will provide. Hallelujah. In the wilderness. It was in the wilderness that God manifested himself. Hallelujah. Not in the palace. Moses was called out of the palace. The Bible says when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren. And Moses, we know the story that he killed an Egyptian because of fear, he had to run. But in 40 years of experience in the wilderness, God continually manifested himself. Time and time and time again. So don't think for one moment that God doesn't know your circumstance. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him unto to whom we have to do. He told the seven churches in Asia Minor, the ones that were suffering, he said, I know your works and I know your tribulation. He said, but that's okay. Just be patient. Hold on and I'll give you a crown of life. Young people, I understand, and sometimes we, as we get older, we get separated from what we were like as teenagers. But God knows your wilderness. He knows that you've been pressured to have sex. He knows you've been pressured with homosexual spirits. He knows you're pressured to use drugs. He knows you're pressured. But if you hold on and let God take you through the wilderness, he's going to do some great things with you. Hallelujah. The wilderness is designed to build up character. Amen. The Lord wants to build in us, amen, our most holy faith. And you can never get where God desires for you to be without trial and tribulation. Hallelujah. That's the way God has ordained it. Don't sell out. Don't give up. Don't go back. Don't bow down. Because we are serving the God of the wilderness. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. I told you, didn't I? I told you God was going to bless. Hallelujah. I told you he's going to send the word. Why? Because you're precious. Every one of you. God thought so much. He thought so much of a handful of women having service down by the water in Macedonia, that he gave the Apostle Paul a dream
about a man. You see, sometimes in our chauvinism, we won't move. Praise the Lord. But Paul had a dream about a man in Macedonia who said, come over here and help us. And we got over there with some women. Praise the Lord. But let me say something here, sisters. Hallelujah. In Christ, there is neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew, bond nor servant, but a new creature in Christ. And when you get the Holy Ghost in my life is just as powerful, the Holy Ghost in your life as in my life. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you you can't proceed in the work of the Lord. Don't let nobody tell you can't prophesy, that you can't teach, you can't preach. Whatever God called you to do, do it as unto the Lord. Because I've said this before and I say it again. Some of the most dynamic preachers I've heard was women. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think I needed to say that. Praise the Lord. But you may have a wilderness experience. But once again, he is a God of the wilderness experience. He's not the house God that we made him out to be. People don't want God to operate outside the church. Don't want saints to do nothing outside the church. Come on here. Come on here. But if you got the Holy Ghost, you have work to do. After the Holy Ghost has come, you shall have power and you shall be a witness. Every one of us. Every one of us. We serve a God of the wilderness experience. I wouldn't have it no other way. I've seen God bless too many times in too many ways in my wilderness experience. When I had that incident in church many years ago, when it first happened, I cried like a baby. I said, Lord, I ain't got nowhere to go. I done labored with these folk, prayed with them, preached funerals for their families, give them my money, and they do this to me. I said, now, Lord, if there's any way possible, I'll take my stand down and go back. And the Lord spoke to me emphatically. He said, you hold what I've given you. And he wasn't talking as no Mary had a little lamb. He was speaking, amen, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, because he roared in my spirit. Hallelujah. And he let me know through experience, I'm the God of your wilderness. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you when you're in the wilderness you can't survive. Praise the Lord. Churches play that mind game all the time. You can't survive. You got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Jesus said, I will never leave you. What part about never don't we understand? The end or the are? He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But I commit sin. I commit sin. Hallelujah. Come here, Sister Crystal. You ain't no sinner, but I'm going to use you this morning. Hallelujah. Walk away from me. I'm the Holy Ghost. Walk away from me. She done lied. She done fornicated. She done stole. She done murdered. Here come the Holy Ghost. You know I still love you. You know I still love you. Come on back to me. Keep walking. Keep walking away. He said, I'll never leave you. Hallelujah. Come on back. I love you. I love you. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. I love you. They don't care about you out there. I love you. Just like the prodigal son. Hallelujah. When the prodigal son, glory to God. Hallelujah. The prodigal son, the Bible says, he came to himself. And when he went back to the father's house, there was nobody standing there to judge him but his elder brother. Sometimes in the church, people act like the elder brother. They don't want to see you come back. They don't want to see God bless you. He said, go and cook the fatted calf. Give me that ring so I can put that covenant ring back on his finger. I put the shoes on his feet. Let him know when he come back, you're not going to sit him down. Oh, hallelujah. But he's going to be mobile. Bless her, Jesus. Bless her, God of your wilderness experience. I don't care how broke you get. Hallelujah. He's still the God of your wilderness experience. The children of Israel, the Bible says he provided manna every day. Manna was the most perfectly nutritious food they could have eaten. Praise the Lord. Manna came down every day. And the Bible says they that gathered much had nothing extra. They that gathered little had no lack. God will provide for you every day.
Hallelujah. Because he's the God of your wilderness experience. Saints, I love you, each and every one of you. God bless you. Thank you for coming out and supporting us today. Praise the Lord. You made this all possible. Amen. My expectation was there would be many more people, but it ain't disturbing me one bit because this is God. And everybody that needed to be here was here. Hallelujah. Amen. So I love you very much. God bless you. And keep on going forward, trusting God and doing what God would have you to do. Amen. Don't go back because there's nowhere to go. Amen. Jesus asked his disciples, will you also leave? Because folk was getting the goods that Jesus had and they was taking off. He said, will you also leave? He said, Lord, where are we going to go? Thou alone hast the words to eternal life. There's no place to go. This world is on a collision course with destiny. We're living just a few spiritual seconds, amen, away from eternity. We are not long to be taken out of here as a church. The Lord is coming back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. It's coming. And if you ain't ready, how do you get ready? By doing good works? No. You can have the works of Mother Teresa and not go to heaven. Salvation is a gift. As Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, God has imputed righteousness unto us because of Jesus Christ. St. Paul said we have the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. I've often said that if Adam had understood grace, he wouldn't have never ran and hid and covered himself with a fig leaf. He would have came to God and said, yeah, Lord, I messed up. But he did not know. Praise the Lord. And neither was he in the dispensation of grace. Saints, I love you. God bless you. And thank you all.
Who praise the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. God of the wilderness experience. You know, that was a powerful, powerful word. That was a powerful word from God. You know, God is speaking to the men and women of God, and he's crying out for us to understand what our purpose is, what we should be doing in this time and in this season and in this very hour. It's no time to be slipping and dipping. It's not time for that. In between the wilderness and the promise, the fulfillment of the promise. I was blessed with that word, Elder Peoples. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord
God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless you. Bless your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to open up the lines. You know,
thank you.
Always good to hear a word from the Lord.
Yes.
And you can sit in your home and you can just dial on your phone lines. For the Lord said that the word should go everywhere around the world, the earth. Jesus will be lifted up. And these are one of the methods that God has chosen to use to get his word out to his people. And I'm blessed tonight. I'm blessed tonight to be able to host the broadcast. Elder People is on the line, and I want to ask you at this time, Elder People, would you like to have comments? We do have some on the line that probably want to say something to you, encourage you.
Be more than glad, sis. I do thank and praise the Lord for the opportunity of getting the message out there and the work that you sisters have obviously committed to do. You definitely have my prayers and support, and I just thank you for the opportunity.
God bless you. God bless you. May his grace and peace just overshadow you in everything that you do.
Thank you, sis.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone on the line that would like to have comments or prayer requests or just want to have something to say at this time, the lines are open.
Amen. God bless. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes,
yes.
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Glory be to God. This is Tammy Russell. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Indiana. And I thank God for the spiritual line tonight that's open through the airwaves and the telephone line. Thank you. The people for your work. Brought to us about a night. Thank you for letting to help and teach. And my sisters and brothers is listening on and on the end. The has experienced myself the time. You said those who are supposed to be here tonight are here. I understand the going through and with the purpose of the revealed it to me. God. That's exactly what I'm doing. He just and every day he sure more abundantly and more I can see him throwing himself over into my life in love. Every day he's giving me more and more. And I didn't understand it was to get to know him. I thought I was just like experiencing Christ, just experiencing God. But it's because I have to get to the one, so when I get into the promised land, I can live and love like and operate and love like I'm supposed to with fear.
Yes.
Thank you for the word tonight. It blessed me tremendously where I can go forth in the power.
Amen.
And do things that I have to do without and be some things that I have to do to get to take more steps in life.
Yeah.
And get into the promised land. I'm taking my steps. I'm walking in two, and I thank you because it's given me the courage to take. And I thank you. I thank you for being on the line tonight, for allowing God to use you tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to ask God to continue to bless you in such a mighty way, more than you can ever dream. I just thank you. I just thank you and bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, my sister. Keep me in your prayers, and I'll do likewise for you.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have comments while we got the man of God on the line with us? Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Hannah. I thank God for the word tonight. Glory to God. I know that in my walk with Christ, I have been through wilderness seasons. And I thank God that what you said, man of God, that I held on to the Lord. I stayed focused on the Lord. I cried, I prayed, and I allowed him to continue to build my character.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. So we truly appreciate you, man of God, and what God is doing through you for the body
Thank
of Christ.
You.
Christ. And the revelation that he has given you, glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus.
Thank God.
Yes, we give honor to the Lord because he knows exactly what we need.
Yes, it does.
He knows exactly what we need, you know, and he
feeds
us. He just feeds us. Keep feeding us. And it's so important that when God wants to feed you, that you eat.
Yes.
Eat the word so that you can be an epitome of the word. And when you open your mouth, what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart.
Yes.
So I just encourage everyone, eat that word, eat it. And you can go on the internet, you can go into archives, you can listen to the broadcast again in archives. Just go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you can listen to Elder Peoples on internet radio again. And I encourage you to call somebody up and tell them to go in and tune in and listen and get blessed. If you were blessed and you want that word to be a blessing to somebody else, so just encourage them to go in and listen to it in archives. You'll be hearing a lot more from Elder Peoples. And we just thank God, you know, as you're being fed, I want to encourage you to grab
thank
somebody
you.
By their hand and let them be blessed. Pour into them. And that's what Jesus did. And that's why he's still alive today.
Yes.
Because he kept pouring into other people.
Yes,
so you do the same. You know, I just thank God. I'm excited, and I thank you, Evangelist Hannah, for just bringing Elder Peoples to us for the broadcast. As I send blessings to you, woman of God, and I just thank you for what you're doing for the kingdom as
Amen.
Well.
Thank
as
you,
well. Thank
Amen.
You.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. And I see there's quite a few people on the line, and there's people on the internet listening. Again, I want to encourage you, if you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, we want to just repeat after me. Father, forgive me. I've sinned. I have failed short of your glory. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I want to be intimate with you, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, I want to be part of your family. I want to be part of the kingdom. I believe that Jesus died and he rose again. And Lord, I know that you would accept me as I am. If you have recited those words with me, I want to welcome you to the family of Christ. The angels are rejoicing over your decision tonight. You can go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org, and click on comment, the comment tab. And if you don't have a Bible, we'll be happy to send you a Bible out. Leave your number. We'll be happy to call you, encourage you, and even to point you in a direction where you can be fed. Revelatory truth. We're excited about the decision that you have made tonight. You need Jesus.
Yes.
You need him. You need him. We want to send much love out to all our listeners tonight. And we want to thank you so much, Elder People, again. I just want to cover you with prayer. Father, we thank you for the man of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every step that he take, Lord God, that you will give him the land. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper.
Oh, Jesus.
And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, Lord God, we condemn, he condemn, Lord God, and we know that you condemn. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
We send blessings to his ministry, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that there'll be no lack in any area of the ministry, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that souls will be brought to you because of the word that's inside the man of God. Father, we give you the glory for him. We send blessings to his household, to his family, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that as he go forth in you, Father God,
hallelujah.
Father, that you would give him the desires of his heart as he has delighted himself in you, Father, that every need is met. And I thank you, Lord God, for revelatory truth coming forth like never before, Lord God, a bold soldier in you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, that he is your man and that you would use him as you choose. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and I cover and seal this prayer with
thank
the blood
you.
Of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that it shall come forth in
Jesus'
name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. And this is Evangelist Hannah again. It's not too late to register for the prophetic training and workshop the Kingdom Builders is having in Chicago, October 27th, 28th, and 29th. The hosting church is Greater Straightway Poor Gospel on 103rd and King Drive. You can go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org, to get more information. Or if you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can also go to the website and sow a seed also. Glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's a workshop where it's full of knowledge. You get knowledge. You get truth. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Everyone is not called to be a prophet or a prophetess, but every believer is called to recognize and know the voice of God. The man of God said, my sheep know my voice. Glory be to God. So the prophetic workshop and activation training is to help you. And even if you do know it, it's to open up your eyes to some more revelation. The apostle Emmons is the facilitator of the workshop. And God has anointed him in the prophetic and the apostolic. And I just encourage you to come out and fellowship with us on them 3 days. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And I guarantee you, if you come out, you will never forget it. Your
Amen.
Life will be changed. Your life will be changed. Well,
Amen.
We're going to, if there's not any other comments, anybody want to have anything to say before we close out?
Well, sisters, I want to thank you all for having the word of God tonight and the passion and the mission that you display. I guess everything happens in its timetable, because I never really knew much about the possibilities of internet radio and the things that people were doing, because I'm not really a techno person. I have to use computers and stuff by necessity, but I think it's a great mission. You definitely will have my support, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity that I received tonight.
And we're truly honored to have you come and just open up to internet radio, because it's truly
yes.
ordained of God.
Yes. Yes, the devil shouldn't have everything.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. So if there's not anything else, I just want to say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And mount up with wings. Just wait on them, as the man of God says.
Yes.
Get prepared to go into your promised land. Get prepared to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Get prepared. Get
Amen.
Prepared.
Yes.
Get
yes.
ready. Be in expectation.
Yes.
God
Thank
is doing
you.
Some things right now. I keep seeing rain. I keep seeing the latter rain, people, God. So I just
yes.
want you to be in expectation.
Thank you.
Be in expectation. God's going to fulfill
that.
Every promise that he told us.
Yes.
He wants us to be in expectation for what he is about to do. Forget about what has happened in the past. Like the man
That's
of God,
right.
he said, when he called the woman of God up, and he said, God said, I still love you. She kept trying to go another way, and I know someone on the line can have experienced that. God kept saying,
yes.
I still love you. Come on.
Yes.
And I say
I
to you, we
never
love
leave
you.
Thee nor forsake thee.
Yes. And that's
With
so good.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo.
John the Elder was so close to Jesus, and he kept his head in Jesus' bosom. And in some cases, there was a little bit of contention between the brethren. On one occasion, Peter was concerned about what John would do. What shall this man do? And Jesus says, if he tarry till I come, what's that to you? But the point was that John had so close to Jesus, but even John didn't understand the depth of love that Christ had for us. He said, behold, what manner of love is this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that the Father hath bestowed upon us. We didn't earn it. He said that we should be called the sons of God. We couldn't earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a mistake of the church. We're trying to earn God's love, and he says he's giving it to us.
Amen.
We are saved by grace. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. If it was of works, Abraham could have boasted, but it was because of God's love. And I think that sometimes we get trapped in a very humanistic approach to God, as something that God was dealing with me with this past week concerning how we have basically brought God down to human terms. And what happens is it overrides our sense of consciousness because we feel that under certain circumstances we continue to tell ourselves we're not worthy. But he has made us acceptable in the beloved. And it's almost a trick of the enemy for us to constantly question our worthiness before God. He's settled the matter, and he's decided that we are worthy. And I think we sometimes in our religiosity, and we think it's a form of humility to continually rehearse the unworthiness that we have. But he says that, you know, once we've entered into covenant with him, we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, which means we're equal partners. That's amazing that we can have equal partnership with the actual Son of God as far as what our privileges and benefits are with the Father. So I'm with John. What manner of love is this that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God?
Wow, catch it, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That means we win.
Yeah, absolutely.
That means that we win.
Yeah, and the thing about God is that we try to analyze our experience with God through human concepts, and there is no loss. I mean, even when there's disappointments and quote-unquote what we call failures, they are all a part of the spiritual building blocks. You know, it took Peter's failure in denying Christ to make him to recognize that he was maybe a little bit haughty in his character and about who he thought he was. You know, he was the first one to speak up, the first one to get out front. And to his credit, he did walk on water. But at the same time, that failure of denial took him to another level in the Lord. It's like recognizing that there's something in you that you didn't realize was there. And it's no different with the Apostle Paul when he was afflicted. The thorn in the flesh that he had received, he didn't understand. He sought the Lord three times, we know, and the Lord told him, because of the abundance of revelation that you have concerning me, I've given thee a thorn in the flesh, Satan, to buffet you. What he was really saying to Paul was, I made you so profoundly capable and at depth of knowledge that if I don't allow this affliction to come in place, you're going to get beside yourself. And when he realized what the Lord was saying, he said, I glory in my infirmities. Mm. So it's all about God. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about God.
Yes.
No one has earned the right to boast. No one has earned the right to say, I'm more righteous than someone else. The righteousness of God is imputed unto us, that is put into our account. No one could earn it. Everybody was a failure. Because of Adam, we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And that could not be acceptable on God's altar. So he had to come with somebody that was perfect, his son, and allow him to go down the same dusty roads that humanity did, overcome, and then by his righteousness imputed unto his church. And then say when he looks at us, I see my son in you. So, thank God for grace.
Glory to God. Amen. And glory to
yes.
God. Glory
yes.
to God. We thank you again, man of God. We appreciate you. We thank God for everyone who has called in. Hallelujah. We thank
yes.
God for everyone that's listening over the internet. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
If
yes.
you have the internet and you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/kingdombuilders
Yes.
And you could follow. And Blog Talk Radio will automatically text you every time Kingdom Builders have a program that's coming on. Or you can log on at any time and go into the On Demand and listen to any broadcast that have been played already, glory be to God. So I just wanted to give you that information.
Thank you.
Jesus love you. Kingdom Builders love you. And I thank God for all of you. And you all have a blessed night.
God bless you, my sisters. Have a wonderful evening. Keep me in your prayers. I look forward to meeting you.
God bless you.
Glory to God. Bless you all.
All right.
Okay, good night,
night.
Everyone.
Good night. One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going.